The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Welcome, welcome. It seems that every morning I have something trying to get all set up and clicking the right buttons. I have 5 days to figure this out, which you would think I would know. But welcome, welcome. Lovely to be with you all. And it seems actually that I need to do a little more clicking here to be able to see you guys, which I didn't manage to do yesterday. So welcome from wherever you are. I'm here in Redwood City, not too far from IMC. I know for some of you it's evening, maybe for some it's afternoon, but probably for most of us on this continent, it's still morning. So a warm welcome. Oh, clicking noise. Okay, but maybe hopefully that's taken care of now. I think I'm done with all the clicking. I tried to do that before. Okay, so I'm continuing this series today of When Life Does Not Obey Us. It's a little bit of a, I don't know, I chose this title for this series to be a little bit provocative. And it sounds kind of like strong or harsh. Of course, life doesn't obey us. But I chose this just to really make a point that not in an obvious way, sometimes it's obvious, but mostly not in an obvious way, but in a subtle way, there's a way in which we can go through life insisting that things go the way we want them to, that they match our preferences, that our expectations get met, that our behavior matches what we want to do, other people's behavior matches what we want them to do. And this sometimes can be the case for, you know, spiritual communities. We talk about, for example, having a meditation practice, but then we find ourselves not having a regular meditation practice, even though we know it's helpful and beneficial, but we're not doing it. So we could use that as an example about how life doesn't obey us. So with that as a little bit of an introduction, let's do a guided meditation. And if you haven't already, just to begin by finding a posture that allows you to be both at ease and alert. This, as many of you know, is its own practice. You might be sitting upright. You might be lying down. You might be standing. But in whichever posture you are, begin to notice the body, the bodily experience. And in particular, the contact with the chair, cushion, floor, ground. Just the simple fact of being supported. Noticing that. And then no need to make the body a certain way. We don't have to force stillness. No need to create a special experience. Can we just allow ourselves to arrive here, now, in this body, in this moment? We might notice in our bodily experience places that feel comfortable, neutral, maybe even pleasant. Sometimes the feeling of support can feel pleasant. Sometimes the rhythm of breathing can feel pleasant. Noticing places that maybe don't feel comfortable. Could be some slight tension. Maybe there's real discomfort. Can we allow that to be known? Or if that feels too much, stay with what's comfortable or neutral. Use your wisdom. Can we let the body be as it is right now? It's not perfect, most likely. The experience, maybe we have a sense it should be different, but can we allow it to be as it is? And resting attention on the sensations of breathing. You don't need to breathe in any particular way. The body knows how to breathe, trusting that. Being attuned to the bodily sensations of breathing. Noticing how much the body is doing its own thing. We don't control it. The breath is happening. The heart is beating. The body is remaining upright, balanced, if you're sitting upright. Sounds are arriving. Sensations are changing. We're not making these changes happen. If something uncomfortable is present, see if you can notice the difference between this uncomfortable sensation and the resistance to that sensation. The resistance might sound something like, I don't want this. This shouldn't be happening. How can I fix this? Make this go away. Without judging the resistance, can we just notice? That's part of the experience too. If the body needs adjustment, can we include that in our posture? Include that in the practice, sorry. Might shift the posture, relax the jaw, lower the shoulders, move the leg. Whatever shift or change you choose, and the movement come from care rather than irritation. Not, I have to fix this, but instead, how can this body be cared for? Not, I have to fix this. Instead, how can I care for this body, this moment? In the context of meditating, in the context of being present for our experience. This moment. And this moment. Just being with the sensations of breathing. When the mind wanders, we simply, gently begin again. And we have an attitude toward our bodily experience that is one of care, rather than trying to control or wish that it were different. Can we meet it with care and warmth? Okay. I'm using my voice rather than a bell. Thank you. Thank you for your practice. Zoom, as you know, is optimized for voices when I have noise suppression on. I'll be ending our meditations with my voice.